officers found videos of Willie's freaky-ass wife, Bestiality Becky, performing sex acts on the family's Great Dane Ricky.
Morgan Wallen was recently arrested for getting wild at a bar and then firing furniture off of the rooftop patio.
Health officials are warning against a new trend. A trend in which people are putting Zins, the little nicotine pouch you stick in your upper lip, in their foreskins and their buttholes.
After interviewing the canine, we were told that the lady likes it. Hello and welcome to the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, accompanied by Liam Reese, Mikey Medigan, and Justin Richardson. On this show, we'll be bringing you the internet's juiciest news stories and reporting on everything from the most messed up married couple to an ex-NFL star pulling a heater and the second best use for a foreskin. We're going to head to Liam Reese with entertainment news, who's going to give us the latest on the cracker of the day. Liam, what's the scoop?
Country music star Morgan Wallen, known for the song Last Night, is winning awards. Most recently, Wallen was dubbed the Cracker of the Day by Antonio Brown. AB has been known in the past to give this award out via his X account. Morgan Wallen was recently arrested for getting wild at a bar and then firing furniture off of the rooftop patio. This was in Nashville this past Sunday. Wallen dropped a chair 6 stories and apparently it landed several feet from the police officer. Now, if you remember, back in 2018, Antonio Brown got sued for a very similar incident. So Brown posted a few mugshots of Wallen with the caption, We got a lot in common, explaining why Morgan Wallen was the cracker of the day. Wallen is facing 3 felony counts for the incident. The cracker of the day recent winners were Adam Schefter, UConn coach Dan Hurley, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and Dave Portnoy. So I was not familiar with this award, but I will be following it closely as I would love to see who the next cracker of the day. Speaking of crackers, back to you, Matt.
Thank you for that, Liam. In other news, Morgan Wallen also relates to Antonio Brown because he was found whacking it in a pool. Very good. Let's keep it moving. We're going to head to Mikey Medigan, who's got some news on a shaky shaky with a snippy snippy. Mikey, what's the story?
On site, on scene at a mobile sausage sawmill in Pennsylvania, or the last place any man wants to be during an earthquake. Justin Allen went viral after sharing on social media how a dong doctor was literally doing surgery to clip the hose on your waist nose when a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake struck and shook not only the earth, but also Justin's reasons for living. Now, luckily for Justin, Dr. Dick Destructo wasn't currently knife on neck, and the procedure was a success. I'm not sure about yous, but after the world shook while my man stick was in a glizzy guillotine, I'd have some strong words for my old lady. Maybe buy me a steak. Treat me nice. Buy me some flowers. I don't know. I'm Michael Medigan, WPP News in front of the sausage mill. Back to you, Matt.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. I'll tell you, that's what I call a wood chipper. Excellent stuff. Thank you for that. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head to J-Dub Justin Richardson, who's got a story on, well, something I might be trying later. J-Dub, what's the scoop?
I've talked to a few people, and you are the only person who can do this, but health officials are warning against a new trend. A trend in which people are putting Zins, the little nicotine pouches you stick in your upper lip, in their foreskins and their buttholes. Now, I've talked to a reputable source who we know who lives out in Seattle, another affiliate, and he has assured me and told me positively that putting drugs in your butt is awesome. So I'm not here to judge, but health officials have warned that it can cause irritation. It can also become highly addictive and also a new cool way to do drugs. Matt, back to you.
Well, sticking drugs in your butt is cool, and consider me Miles Davis. All right, very good. Thank you for that, Jalen Dub, Justin Richardson. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to head back to Liam Lachmise Reese, who's got a story about, well, some people that are dumb. Liam, what's the scoop?
Recently, folks all around were excited for the solar eclipse. Those special glasses were a hot commodity. Didn't matter if you were 5 or 95, people were scrambling to get these thick, you know, they would look like those 3D glasses you used to get when you were kids, so they could catch a glimpse of this eclipse, as it won't pass through the contiguous U.S. until 2044 again, and everybody was ready. On the days leading up to the eclipse, parents, teachers, friends, it was on the news, all over the internet, reminding everyone, hey, use the glasses and not to stare directly in the sun. Most people probably did not need to be reminded of that, but according to Google Trends, not everyone got the message. Searches like, why do my eyes hurt? And my eyes hurt saw a recent surge. If you dig a little bit deeper and sort the interest by subregion, like you can see the like geographic location of where these searches took place, the search my eyes hurt appears to follow the eclipse's direct path. So related searches also include my eyes hurt after the eclipse and can the eclipse hurt your eyes? It should be noted that if you believe your eyes were damaged by the sun during the eclipse, you should seek a doctor and not ask Google what to do next. I'm going to kick it back to you, Matt, as it appears the blind spot in the center of my vision is getting worse. Thanks.
Thank you for that, Liam. I'm just happy no one looked at my Google search history. All righty. Very good. Let's keep it moving. We're going to head to Mikey Medigan, who's going to give us the latest on a couple in desperate need of some counseling. Mikey Medigan, what's the story?
In Texas, on site, on scene, where a nurse and her retired Navy officer husband are in the doghouse with local police. It all started when William Keene, 53, and father of two, was arrested at a local grocery store, where he's accused of following around children while yanking on his fishman mouth. The cops seized Willie Waxit's phone, and by no one's surprise, found images of child porn, not disgusting. But another surprise nobody wanted when officers found videos of Willie's freaky-ass wife, Bestiality Becky, performing sex acts on the family's Great Dane Ricky. Now, to be fair, I reached out to old Red Rocket Ricky for comment and was told, you gotta be a dog to woof woof. Now, I'm gonna go drink some beers with Ricky because he's a nice guy, big dude. We're gonna have some fun. Seems like a party. I'm Michael Medigan. On site, on scene. Back to the studio. WPP News.
Thank you for that, Mikey Medigan. After interviewing the canine, we were told that the lady likes it. Excellent stuff. Let's keep it on moving on. Keep it on moving down the road. We're going to head back to Jalen Dub Justin Richardson, who's going to give us an update on an ex-NFL great. J-Dub, what's the story?
Terrifying news on things you didn't know that could happen to you. In a Starbucks line, a man by actually was rear-ended by someone in front of him, and he honked and he got a little aggressive. Little did he know that man was 6'3", 270-pound, two-time Super Bowl champion, seven-time Pro Bowler, 139 career sacks all time, Terrell Suggs in the car. Now, I have been in my own few occurrences of road rage, never by a Pro Bowler. Not even close. Now, this man could have, you know, let it go there, but apparently they had some words to each other, and Mr. Terrell Suggs, when he didn't need to, brandished a firearm. If things weren't frightening enough, you know, the man's now doubled down on the fear factor. Terrell Suggs was arrested. He was placed in for felony, not assault, but, you know, one of those words that they use in the legal court. And so he will be punished or responsibly held in court for what he's done. But I blame the white dude behind him for getting rear-ended. I don't think you should have messed with Terrell Suggs. Definitely should have talked back, and you should have apologized and let him go. Free Suggs. Matthew, back to you.
Thank you for that, J-Dub Justin Richardson. In other news, Terrell Suggs is going to be penalized 15 yards for unnecessary roughness.
I couldn't expect that. Yes, Matt. Yes.
Do you want to redo that,
Justin? I do not. Very important news reporter, and I take my job very seriously.
Yeah.
I cannot pronounce things correctly. Terrell Suggs is a terrible mess.
All right, that's how they pronounce it.
It's actually Slugay.
Slugs.
Slugay.
Yes. Slugay.
All right. Well, speaking of slugs, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast presents WPP News. I'm Matt Lavelle, as always, accompanied by Liam Reese, J-Dub Justin Richardson, and Mikey Madigan. In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. You know, us on Instagram at Working Perspectives Podcast. And you can join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workingperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thank you for listening, and we'll have a great weekend. Thanks. See you.